إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اعلموا عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in the wake of this financial crisis, many people start returning back to some traditional values and principles. Many people start returning back to their faith, their religions, and to their books. Muslims, among all different groups in the world, they got more of the attention. They got most of the attention because of the different values they can bring to this crisis and to contribute to the solution. Many people, they have taken this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only for the barakah. You will see that precisely in Ramadan. When Ramadan begins, that's when people start remembering the Qur'an. When Ramadan starts, that's when people start putting some extra effort, even though time did not change. The same 24 hours they had the day before Ramadan began were the same 24 hours when Ramadan began and started. But all of a sudden, there was time for the Qur'an in their lives. There was time that they can dedicate throughout the day and even the night for worship and for the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people have taken this book only for the barakah. But to realize that this is indeed a miraculous book, it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which holds in it everything man would need in order to be successful in this life. That is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tibyanan li kulli shay. It was set down, tibyanan li kulli shay, explanation for all things, including what people today talk about, financial issues, lifestyles, the future of the world, international peace, whatever people talk about, there is something about it in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This Muslim ummah, the first few generations, they succeeded. They became victorious. They became the leaders of civilization for their times because of their adherence to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and searching deep in the meanings of the word of Allah azza wa jal. What is the Qur'an anyway? What could the Qur'an offer us? And what are the rights of the Qur'an on us Muslims? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا To the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the instruction was given that indeed we have revealed to you ruh, which means spirit, it's soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named this book, Al-Quran, as a soul. Soul for what? As human beings, we function by body and by the soul. If the soul is not there, if the soul departs, you are called dead body. So you function by both. In this world, in this dunya, many people, they put extra emphasis and they put too much effort on pleasing and satisfying the body. And the soul become completely dissatisfied. Now, in the wake of this financial crisis, when many people, those who've been all completely indulged in this life and this dunya, they lost what they valued so much of this life. Their soul was all this time dissatisfied, not strong enough to sustain that collapse. Many people, they committed so many crimes. And probably, I remember the first time when we start talking about this financial crisis, the mortgage crisis, the first crime came from this county. When a man went and he killed his family, killed himself. Why? Because he was unable to maintain the lifestyle he enjoyed. Why? Because the soul was empty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this book, وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا. That we have sent down to you ruh, that soul min amrina, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is indeed this book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the soul and the spirit. Your soul is not going to be nourished by eating too much, by exercising too much, by doing whatever you want to do. Your body will be happy with that. But wallahi, your soul, which came from a different source, from a heavenly source, nothing will nourish that soul but what came from that same place. And the Quran was revealed from up there, from the divine. And your soul will not be nourished until you go attach yourself to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the spirit and the soul. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. In this ayah, Allah is describing, according to the tafsir, Umar bin Khattab and his story in Islam. When people spoke about Umar, they knew how stubborn he was. They could not imagine a man like Umar would ever become a Muslim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made that dua, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide this man. Another Umar, Amr ibn Hisham. Allah chose Umar ibn Khattab. He was literally just like a dead man walking among the living beings. And when he became Muslim, people could not even believe that. Even when some were told that Umar became Muslim, they said, Kalla wallah, no by Allah. Yuslim himar Umar, wala yuslim Umar. He says, I might believe that the donkey of Umar might become Muslim. But Umar himself, no way. To that extreme, people thought that Umar, a man like Umar, would never be Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this Quran, breathed that soul and spirit into the spirit and the soul of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. And when he read those few verses, and he heard those few verses of the Quran, he immediately said, take me to Muhammad to announce his shahada, to become a Muslim by saying, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِّنْهَا. Are they both equal? Those who have been given that light, nur, that light, so they could walk through the people like those who are always in darkness? No way. The Quran is soul and spirit. And it is indeed a light, light of guidance. The Quran was made furqan, criteria, to differentiate between those who are truthful and those who are not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْفُرْقَانَ عَلَىٰ عَبْدِهِ لِيَكُونَ الْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who revealed, who sent this Furqan criteria down to warn people, to tell them about the future, about the afterlife. For one reason, so that this Furqan can tell what is right and what is wrong. In this culture, there are many, many, many therapies teaching people to try to find themselves, find their own point of reference. Whatever they want their life to be, it's up to you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us people with this point of reference. We come with this innate feelings about the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in one God. If we defy this, we are not going to be successful in this life, because it's going to be against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us for and how He created us subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who said, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. Doesn't He know best? Why? Because He is the creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if He creates, then he knows what is best for you. This Quran became like the manual through which you could operate and you know what is right and what is wrong. Many people, they choose to make their own point of references, their own criterias, and they get really troubled when they cannot figure out so many things happening in the world. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the example. And when Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was asked, كَيْفَ كَانَ خُلُقُ النَّبِيِّ صلى الله عليه وسلم, what was the conduct of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, what did she say? قَالَتْ كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ, his mannerism, his akhlaq was the Qur'an itself. Which means, he was implementing what was there. So he صلى الله عليه وسلم had the highest standard of mannerism and akhlaq, following the instructions of the Qur'an. It is a criteria. The more you follow the instructions of the Qur'an, the higher you get in spirituality and your way of life, closer to the example of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, all people, all mankind, قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, there came to you from your Lord, maw'idah, admonition, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ, healing for what is there in the chest, in the hearts, means doubts, pains, psychological problems, whatever. وَهُدًا, guidance, وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and mercy for the believers. Four descriptions were given to the Qur'an in this ayah. Number one, maw'idah, admonition, advice. The Qur'an is indeed gives you that most powerful advice. Powerful advice. You listen to it. If you humble yourself and your heart, wallahi, you will obey and you will submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even, there are so many stories about the early pious predecessors and the Salaf al-Salih rahimahumullahu ta'ala. Upon hearing one ayah, their heart won't be able to hold it and they fall sick. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one time as he was walking around the city, he overheard someone reciting specific ayat from the Qur'an, in Qiyamul Layl, the night prayers, he fell sick for a whole month. People visiting him didn't know what was going on with Umar radiallahu anhu. Ali ibn Fudayl ibn Iyad, he collapses in his salah after hearing some verses in the Qur'an from the recitation of his own father. Why? Because admonition, maw'idah, if they open their hearts for it, it will go through. But if it's not, it just goes through one ear to the other one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it shifa'un lima fi sudur, healings for that which is there in the hearts. What is there in the heart anyway? The whims of the heart. Ash-shahawat, ash-shubuhat, doubts and desires. Many people, they follow their whims. Why? Because nothing really can constrain them from doing that. Nothing can restrain them from that. Because everything is open. But when they believe that there is divine guidance in the Qur'an, there is healing for this, point of reference. If Allah said this is not good for you, then you listen and you obey. So you just avoid that. And also healings for physical pains. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he recommended ar-ruqya for us. And ar-ruqya, when you feel the pain in your body, you put your hand there and recite some verses of the Qur'an, seeking protection and healing. Healing from doubtful matters. How many times people, they argue with you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and about the angels, about the day of judgment, and then you tell them, I honestly don't know the answer. Then when you're going, you ask the imam or the shaykh, whoever you ask, they tell you, Allah says so in the Qur'an, you feel so comfortable. Immediately you feel relief. Why? Because if it's there in the Qur'an, that's amazing. You have that full confidence that it's there in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُدًا, guidance. How many people became Muslim only because they heard one voice from the Qur'an, one verse from the Qur'an? And they understood that. And I know so many people like that. Wallah, so many people like that. They listen to it. They understand it coming from Allah. They submit to that. And I remember inviting somebody to Islam. And as we were talking about the concept of God, the concept of God, wallahi ya akhwan, talking just about the concept of God in Islam, what does it mean? Who is He? The attributes, the actions of God and so on. You can see through his eyes, open so wide, amazed and mesmerized. Amazed and mesmerized. Why? Because it really makes so much sense that God is one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is superior. He's not like his creation. And this person himself was a clergyman. He was a religious man who preaches to others about God. And when we had that conversation, he himself could not avoid saying, you know what, this makes a lot of sense to me. But unfortunately, he couldn't just pronounce or utter the word because he has so much obligations in this dunya and this life. And many, many examples that we know about other people as well. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa rahmah, mercy. Remember those moments when you feel so weak, when you feel so oppressed, taken advantage of, there was so much pain in your heart and in your life and your chest. What did you do? If you went to the masjid and you prayed, and you listened and you heard beautiful recitations from the imam, or you just played a CD, or listened to the Quran, you felt completely relieved, because it's mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Does it affect only Muslims? La wallah, even with non-Muslims. I remember at one point, I had to invite a plumber to come and fix something in the house. Intentionally, I let the Quran playing. I just left it there on. And when the man came in, he started walking in the kitchen, and I left him for about 5-10 minutes alone. No words, nothing. When I came back to him, the first thing he asked me about, he said immediately, he says, what is this? I said, what are you talking about? Just this thing that plays. What is that? Is that radio? I said, no, this is CD. He goes, what is that? I said, why are you asking about it? And it's in Arabic, there's no translation in it even. He said, it is so beautiful. He said, I feel so comfortable. When he was walking, he felt completely so comfortable, completely relaxed. Just like a psychological therapy. He felt so relaxed, even though he did not understand a word. I said, you see that? That's the Quran. He couldn't believe it. He said, that's the Quran? Usually in our actually centers, when people come in, we give them hard copies of the Quran. Translation. They don't get a chance to listen to it. They don't really hear the Quran that would affect directly their hearts. And the man, subhanAllah, I just gave him actually a translation of the Quran afterwards. And when he left, he said, I promise you I'm going to read that. Unfortunately, I never seen him after that. That's my mistake. But the point is, wallahi, it has that effect on people. Because Allah said so. It's rahmah. Mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to mankind. What do we know and what we learn from this? We learn that the Quran has haqq on us. The Quran has rights on us Muslims. Unfortunately, we are not doing the right that is due to the Quran. Number one, the first thing is to be happy whenever we hear the Quran and whenever we receive the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ بِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say, O Muhammad, to them, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, by the grace of Allah and His mercy, they shall rejoice. That's better for them than all that they hoard in this life. And the preceding ayah speaks about this mercy and this grace of Allah being the Quran itself. If you know how to recite the Quran, rejoice. If you know how to read it perfectly, be happy. If you can understand it without translation, then you need to be extra happy. For every degree, you have a blessing and have an extra right on you. The Quran has an extra, if you can understand, the right of the Quran on you is more and greater than those who cannot without translation, and so on. So be happy that Allah blessed you. And if you cannot read the Quran, then it's about time that you receive this grace and this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take a few moments of your life and your time and go and learn the recitation of the Quran. Of the rights of the Quran, to give it that respect, veneration, and reverence Whenever you see the Quran, you respect that because it's the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't show that respect to the word of Allah azza wa jal, how would you obey His instructions? If you don't give that respect, that profound and deep respect and veneration to the book of Allah, how would you then go and follow the instructions that are there in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah subhanahu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, اقرأ القرآن فإنه يأتي شفيعا يوم القيامة إلى أصحابه. Means when you recite the Quran, you become the companion of the Quran, and the Quran becomes your companion. It will come as a shafi' to intercede for you on Day of Judgment. There isn't much to do here but to designate few minutes every day, regularly, just to recite the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in our contemporary time, people cannot escape doing something on a regular basis. Specifically, if you go to work, and you have to continue with your work early in the morning, there is something you have to do every day. If not at the beginning of your work time, somewhere in the middle, or later at the end of the day. Reading your emails. You check your emails for business work, for business purposes. And you spend these hours and hours not knowing where you're going to start, where you're going to end. Can't we start before the emails? Can't we start with a few minutes reciting the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If this is the business of this dunya, why not taking care of the business of the akhirah first? And then we ask a lot of blessings in this dunya as well. Of the rights of the Qur'an, reflecting on it, pondering over its verses and ayat. At-tadabbur. Tadabbur kitabullah tabaraka wa ta'ala kama qala azza wa jal. Kitabun anzalnahu alayka mubarakun liyadabbaru. Liyadabbaru ayatihi. This book was revealed to you for what? Just for the barakah? لِيَدَّبَّرُوا آيَاتِهِ. So that they reflect on these verses. You look at these verses, profound meanings. What do they mean to you? And what should be done about these verses? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. What's wrong with them? Shouldn't they reflect on these verses of the Qur'an? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Or maybe their hearts, they have locks on them. So they're not open to receive these words of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was very famous and known for following the instruction of the Qur'an with tadabbur, that he has every Ramadan, besides the recitation, he would reflect, recite the Qur'an from cover to cover, from the beginning to the end, silently. Just silently, going over the verses and the words for reflection. If the brothers can please come forward in this area. We have a lot of space actually here, so we can have everybody inshallah to attend. Please, move forward please. Jazakumullah khair. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the soul and the spirit. It is nur of guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is shifa, healing for that which is there in the chests. There's so many values that are mentioned there in the Quran that we can learn specifically in our time, that we all need to go back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See what exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us to do in order to have this successful life. Have that peace of mind and that healing of the heart. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم سامحوني واستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم أما بعد. When we go back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking for these words of guidance, Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه said, قال إذا سمعت قول الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا فأرعها سمعك. Whenever you hear the verse or the ayah that begins with all you who believe, all you who believe, it says, فَأَرْعِهَا سَمْعَكْ. Pay attention carefully to it. فَإِنَّهَا أَمْرْ تُؤْمَرْ بِهِ. So whether it's something good that you're going to be commanded to do, أَوْ شَرٌ تُنَعَانْ, or something bad or evil that we'll be instructed to abstain from. That is the meaning of following the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, in so many verses of the Quran. How many of us can recall some of these instructions mentioned in the Quran? There's so many things there in the Quran Allah says, stay away from. How many of us can recall these instructions that are mentioned in the Quran? That's part of our tadabbur. That's part of our reflection on the Quran. You go and you read, not just for the sake of the barakah, but to follow the instructions of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I believe a few months ago, I came to this man and gave another khutbah. And was particularly at the beginning of that financial crisis. And I mentioned in that khutbah that the sources of rizq, they are not limited to what many people think of. They are not just limited to the job. Many people, they think job security, what can secure them in this life? La wallah. It's your security with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because so many people can also always take advantage of the new changes in their lives, if they reflect. So if someone loses his job, that's not the end of the life. Why don't you take this as an opportunity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that you could change your career, move on somewhere else, take an advantage of this to go further with education whatsoever to improve your life and the akhirah. If you check in the Quran, you will see that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is commanding you, Ya ibadi inna ardi wasi'a. My land, this earth, is so vast and wide. So that once you go around and worship me. The rizq is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not with the abd, not with the slave of Allah azza wa jal. Provision is with Allah, not with people. So rejoice. Go back again and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to instructs you to do. These are heavenly news coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are verses that have so many shades of instructions and values. And the most valuable for it right now, when people are feeling down, feeling stressed out, that is the best time to go back to the Quran so that you find healing, you can find guidance, and you can find everything that you need as an answer for what you see from around you. That's an opportunity, an invitation to go and reflect on the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take the time, every day in the morning, wherever you go, to go and reflect on these heavenly hues. Allahumma allimna ma anfa'na, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, innaka anta al-alimul hakeem. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana, Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana, wa israfana fi amrina, wa thabbit aqdamana, wa ansurna ala qawm al-kafirin. Ibadallah, inna Allah malaikata salluna ala nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wa ardallahumma an khulafa rashidina Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali, wa an sa'ir as-sahabati ajma'in, wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawm ad-din. Wa aqim as-salah.